This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour, it's the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner with the positive thought for the day comes from Buddha. Three things, ladies, cannot be hidden. The sun, the moon, and the truth. That is so on.
I feel like all three are always hidden.
Really?
Clouds can cover the sun.
Well,
an eclipse can cover the moon. And hello, yeah, truth?
Not in reality.
I normally am down with Buddha, but I don't know about that one.
But it depends on whether you're looking on the bright side of the moon or you're looking on the dark side of the moon. What's anything else? I'm thinking about my brethren and our brethren who are in the sports talk business. Speaking about the dark side of the moon, let's see. There's a little basketball left, right? The hockey thing seems to be, I don't know where they're going with that. The Russians are all out of it, but there's still
hockey. No, that's
hockey.
Not true. One guy, you got the headline wrong. One guy suggested that all the NHL players who are Russian be booted out of the league. No one is saying that that's what's going to happen, and that's what
I'm saying
the NHL
should
said.
Happen.
Why?
Throw them out, get rid of all the Russian people.
Okay, now we're just getting into, like, this is what got, the spikes in the anti-Asian hate, too. I mean, we're going down the wrong path with that.
Well, I think what Dominic Hasek said, and it seems like a big move, right, to kick all the Russian players out of the NHL, that seems like a bit extreme, and he even said, not everybody falls into this category, but to prevent discrimination, you have to kind of get everybody out at the same time. No, it's probably the ultimate form of discrimination if you're Russian, but what he's talking about, I think, specifically is Ovechkin, who is a player for the Capitals, one of the best players in the NHL right now. He's Russian, and he has been asked to, what he thinks about all of this and to talk about this conflict and to tell people what he thinks about Vladimir Putin. And he said he wants peace, but he has never he's never explicitly said that Putin was a problem. And according to Dominic Hasek, and I don't know this, I would assume he would know this more than I would, that behind the scenes in hockey, that a lot of these players are connected deeply with the Russian government and are sympathizers of Vladimir Putin. And he said that that is why the NHL should cut their contracts.
Thank you for explaining.
Are they? I don't know.
We don't know.
Speaking of contracts, the reason I said what I did about our brother in sports talk world, Major League Baseball, which would be the big focus of conversation at this time of year because spring training would normally be going, is nothing to talk about. The posturing, the bickering continues. They're going to delay the start of the season at least 2 weeks because the players have rejected the latest proposal. Did anybody know what's in the proposal? How much more?
No, I didn't read through it.
A lot of these things, when they have strikes like this, it doesn't impact the people who are getting paid a lot of money. It impacts the first-year players, first-round players, people who are getting minimum, what they call in sports, minimum wage. For example, the pay for a first-time football player out of the gate is $700,000 a year. What you're going to strike? I don't know if it's that much.
I thought it was less than that.
My son said
just a roster player.
Their final proposal, and they said Major League Baseball said that this was their final offer. And so they said that it featured an increase from $25 million to $30 million in pre-arbitration bonus pool each year for the length of the deal. The union wants to begin that at $85 million in the pool and go up by $5 million each year. So they're way far apart on that. On CBT thresholds, whatever that stands for, the league's last offer remained the same as the previous one, which started at $220 million, was flat for 3 years before going to $224 million in year four and $230 million in year five. The union wants to start at $238 million with raises to $244 million, $250, $256, and at the end, $263.
So what can't they agree on? Is it just all money? That's it? Just dollar signs?
A lot of it is money.
Always?
Yeah, the league also increased its proposal for minimum salaries from $675,000 to $700,000, moving up $10,000 per year. So that would be the minimum. And those figures are based on there being an increase to 12 postseason teams and an addition of 5 lottery slots in the draft. So that means how many players they would be able to give that to. It seems, and by the way, the CBT is the competitive balance tax. That's what we were talking about. So, yeah, a lot of this stuff is money. The players had made it very clear that it's not just the starting salary that they want, but they wanted to move the age range for free agency up. And that has been a big thing because they think they can make more money when they're hotter and younger rather than waiting until they're older and they start to go on the decline in their career. So this, if they don't come to an agreement, already Major League Baseball has already canceled opening day. And from here on out, with every day that this goes on, the season gets shorter and they're not doing any makeup games. So it's unclear when they'll finally say, you know what, this is too far. We're going to scrap the whole season.
You know, last year with COVID, the season was short and the legitimacy of whoever won the World Series.
Last year was a full season.
No, it was the year before. That's right, too.
The year before was a short season.
Yeah, the legitimacy of it. And one wonders about the legitimacy of a lot of this stuff, the World Series. There's no other teams involved except American teams. So it just you get down to
and Canadian
brass tacks. What? Well, Toronto Maple Leafs and the Montreal Canadiens.
Both hockey teams.
Thank you.
I love when Doug does sports.
And now we move on. Here's something that I think is exciting for people. Target is boosting its starting pay to $24 an hour, depending on the job that you're applying for. Distribution centers, let's see here, the state of New York, especially people working there, they're going to spend $300 million, it looks like, on labor contracts and labor. Are they unionized? I'm not sure whether their employees are unionized.
I don't think so.
No, I don't think they are either.
I don't think so, and I think they're preventing, Target is preventing that,
yeah.
And now they're adding health care. I mean, they're really... You know, I think Target has done really well throughout the pandemic. I mean, some stores did better than others. Target
right in a sweet spot
for
food and supplies and clothing and stuff. It's in it.
And
a
I've
spot.
Never been to a Target that isn't clean and doesn't
very
have
clean.
Help well lit.
Yep.
Well lit and well organized.
The exact opposite of Walmart. Dirty, dark.
I've never been to a Walmart, so
I don't know. Not everyone. Well, there are some great Walmarts. Not all of them are dirty and dark, but definitely Target has an aesthetic.
Wait a minute. There's an advertising slogan for you. Not all of our stores are dirty and dark.
I just love it. It's like you hate
Walmart.
You've
never even been to a Walmart.
You won't go to a Walmart, but yet you have this idea in your mind about what Walmart
can you, is. I was thinking of the perfect, this is one of those perfect malls to avoid. It has a Walmart store in it, has a McDonald's restaurant in it. What else could we put in there?
The McDonald's is in the Walmart, and if you've been to
They have a McDonald's in Walmart?
Yeah, usually.
Really?
Uh-huh. Some of them. God. Sometimes it's Subway.
Really? Yeah, Subway.
Well, it's like Starbucks is in Target, which is a perfect blend, I think, for that customer. You know, it's all about reaching the right customer, you know, and Starbucks and Target go together. I guess McDonald's or Subway goes with the Walmart customer.
Well, I like Subway.
This is good business.
Yeah. Yeah, it is good business. It's like putting the drugstore, CVS, went into a lot of grocery stores. And that was a pretty smart deal on their part. There's a large cargo ship that sank yesterday. It had 4,000 Volkswagens on it. See you later. Sinking to the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean. Oh. You see this? The ship called the Felicity Ace. 220 miles from the Azores, it had been on fire for, I think it was a couple of weeks anyway. So they were trying to get the cars off of the ship, but the waters were rough. It tilted over, whoosh, down it went. So what are you supposed to, they were all non-electric vehicles. Well, I guess there were some electric vehicles in it. They were being transferred from Germany to a port in Rhode Island, where they distribute for New England their cars. So this will cost $400 million to Volkswagen. There were, I guess, a few, they're all the same company, Volkswagen, Porsche, Audi, and Lamborghini. They were all on, they all are part of the Volkswagen Corporation, and they were ships, the ship had a number of the cars. So anyway, imagine the pollution here, those of you who think about that. There were 220,000 gallons of fuel on board. Wow, what a mess. That's not, there's nothing good in any of that. Maine, speaking, let's go back to money for a minute. If you're a resident of Maine, or if you want to move there, this is pretty interesting. They want to attract young people. Maine's not my favorite place by any stretch of the imagination. The coastline is great in the good weather, but inland, it's like going into northern Vermont or northern New Hampshire. Anyway, they have offered, apparently this is becoming law, you're going to pay $40,000 of your student loan debt if you're a first-time home buyer. You're moving to Maine, you got debt, college debt, they'll pay it for you, up to $40,000. That's quite an incentive. You know, when you get down to the... That means the taxpayers of Maine have decided through their representatives that this is a way to get people to come to Maine. They're trying to open up new businesses, that sort of thing up there. Maine is pretty... As a New Englander, I'll tell you, Maine is pretty foreboding. Once you get north of Portland and you get inland up to Moosehead Lake and places, you go north of Bangor, you're driving up to the Canadian border, it is a long, desperate ride.
I just call Bangor it East Coast Alaska. That's what I always think of when I think of Maine.
It's not a great...
The coastline is beautiful.
Yeah.
It's absolutely gorgeous. And then everything else is just like wilderness.
17 after the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Wait, aren't these all charitable donations?
At Magda's Tax Prep, every person counts.
I do not have to file for an extension.
She needs new auditors to maximize returns on her family time.
On itemized deductions. Hey, can someone help with these 1099?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, on Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive results should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
All right, on the DJV download, that's at DJVshow.com, is focus on Mac Chmielewski. How did we pronounce his name yesterday?
Maxim Chermkovsky.
All right. So what is that? Yeah. We talked about him in the DJV download, but we also, I think he's come out in the last 24 hours with some more details about his escape from
Ukraine. He made it to Poland.
He made it to Poland in a train.
31 hours without sleep on a train. It's supposed
standing
to be like an hour
up,
and a half.
Like.
Yeah, it's like an hour and a half journey. It took 31 hours. The train broke down. It was a whole saga. But yeah, he made it safely to Poland.
All right, some other gossipy things are included in our download. Check it out. The episode is there every day. DJV download at DJVshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Anyway. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Matt Caresco from the Farmer's Footprint.
Everyone's starting to talk about regenerative ag. They're starting to talk about nutrient density. They're starting to talk about restoring the carbon cycle. I think this is something that consumers are ultimately going to expect and require. And I think that's going to be advantageous for the farmer who's going to ultimately shift their practices and methods to meet what the consumer demands.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's get to the big one. Jay, following trending things on social media, things that are being posted by our listeners and other folks. So, yay. You know what? I'm getting sick of him, and I'm getting
it's
sick of all
Kanye.
Of this stuff.
I'm not, I mean, I'm over it. I know I try to be respectful and call people by whatever name they want, but you know what? Kanye, no. You're just Kanye. That's it.
Yeah. All right, so what's this idiot doing now?
He's on his fifth divorce lawyer now. He just keeps playing musical chairs, apparently, with them. It's a revolving door for lawyers. And ever since Kim filed for divorce last February, so again, he's on his fifth divorce lawyer. He let go of Chris Melcher. He hired an attorney, Samantha Spector, who recently represented Nicole Young in her divorce from Dr. Dre, who Dre was actually represented by Laura Wasser, who is Kim's divorce lawyer. So it looks like these two are going to go head-to-head in another celebrity divorce. And this week, it is expected that a judge is going to declare them legally single. That's what Kim's been asking for. She just wants to move on with her life.
Kanye is just, he's dragging this out. He's firing lawyers, not because they're incompetent. It's just another stall tactic. And I feel sorry for Kim at this point. I mean, I don't know if he's delusional and thinks he's really going to get Kim back. I mean, he's just proving why she needs to get away from him.
Yeah, and it seems like he just keeps going back and forth, where one moment he wants to settle things with her, the next moment he doesn't want to, he wants to put up a fight. And this is her third divorce coming up, but I feel like this is her second divorce that's an actual battle. When she was married to Chris Humphreys, is he still in the NBA? I don't even know anymore.
Retired.
He put up a pretty big fight with divorcing her as well.
Well, he was bitter because she left
not,
him after 72
yeah,
days.
A little petty, yeah. But this one, I do feel bad for her.
Yeah.
Ugh. All right. Well, we'll have a moment of silence for her, and then let's move on to Jennifer Garner.
Yes, some better news, some happy news.
Cute news.
A lot of people, if you've gone to Starbucks, the chances are you've had somebody pay for your drink and then you pay it forward and end up paying for the person behind you in line or whatever. Jennifer Garner did just that. She gave the baristas some money and said that she wants to pay for everybody behind her, but then also gave them an additional lump of money that was for all of the baristas that were making the drinks.
Why do they call them baristas? Nice. They're just people that are waiting.
You asked this last week.
I don't get it.
Because it's a bartender, but a barista makes coffee. Go to Italy. You love Italy. That's what they're called.
I don't drink coffee, though. I don't know any of his lingo. But everybody likes Jennifer Garner.
Oh, my God.
Barista. No, I just don't. I think it sounds like somebody's trying to attract the little finger up crowd with stuff.
Well, it is Starbucks.
Yeah.
I mean,
hello. Okay. Hipsters wanted.
Enough said. Okay, so there's a new movie. This is a good one for Chucker. Beetlejuice was around in the 80s. Michael Keaton was the star. And now it looks like they're going to do another one, right?
Yeah. Sequel's in the works. It is in the pre-script stage. It is going to be with Brad Pitt's Plan B Studios, or production company, I should say. And the original, it had Michael Keaton as Beetlejuice. You had Gina Davis. You had Alec Baldwin. You had Catherine O'Hara, Winona Ryder. It was a pretty stacked cast. No word if any of the originals are going to be in the sequel, but there is a sequel officially in the works.
So what good is it if you don't bring back the original cast? All those people are still around, so bring them back. Why not?
Gina Davis and Alec Baldwin were the main couple. So, everybody's
around.
Yeah,
I'd like to see where Catherine O'Hara and Winona Ryder are at now.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Bring on some Jump in the Line again. Yeah.
Let's have it. 28 after the hour. You've got it here on the DJV program.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-993-8236. That's 800-993-8236.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-993-8236.
Getting a new ride is fun. Shopping online for a new car, not so much. Stop doing the same car search over and over again on multiple sites and try Autotempest.com. See all the cars with one easy search. Our powerful search engine scours all the top car shopping sites, giving you instant results so you can easily browse all the listings with one search. Whether a dream ride, a family hauler, or a work truck, let us help you find your next ride. Autotempest.com. All the cars.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia appears to be stepping up its death and destruction campaign in Ukraine. Over 1 million refugees have now fled the invaded country. Member of Parliament of the United Kingdom, Damian Hines, on Sky News Thursday morning.
These families, mothers, children who had these extraordinary difficult journeys in the most horrible circumstances. And look, our country is absolutely stepping up to the plate, as other friends and neighbours across Europe are doing, to make sure that in this time of their greatest need, we are there for the Ukrainian people.
The International Paralympic Committee announced Thursday it will block athletes from Russia and Belarus from the Beijing 2022 Paralympic Games due to the Russian invasion of Ukraine. The games start Friday. The January 6th Select Committee says it has evidence former President Trump may have engaged in criminal acts to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election. This is the first time a potential criminal case against Trump has been announced. USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
How much financial support is China going to give Russia now that the partial sanctions by Western countries are damaging the Kremlin's economy? Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee on Newsmax wants all sanctions on Russia included so we can see how the communists will react.
One of the things that we wanted to do, and one of the reasons I have my sense of the Senate resolution on pulling Russia out of SWIFT completely, all transactions, all their institutions, including energy, is because we need to find out how much China is going to back Russia in this endeavor. Are they going to soft land them? Are they going to process their financial transactions? Are they going to become the largest consumer of Russian oil? So being able to gauge that, to kind of put a floor to know how closely aligned they have decided to be in this endeavor to fight the West and the free world and the United States, that is one of the questions we're trying to get and trying to gauge that.
Scientists in Canada have reported they found a potential human case of COVID-19 that could be traced back to a strain of virus found in deer, indicating that deer-to-human transmission has occurred. The evidence, which has yet to be peer-reviewed, was recently posted by the scholarly record BioArchive. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Everybody's going to eventually get Omicron in some way. Either you're going to know it or not. But before Omicron goes away, just about every person, and the former head of the FDA said this before testimony in front of Congress in the last several days, everybody in the country is going to get Omicron, whether they know it or not.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The DJV program stands for Doug, as in Doug Steffen, that's me, a J for Jennifer Horn, and J Kirshner, that's them, and then there's Victoria Keelan, that's her. I'm doing the woke thing. You notice? Him, her, he, they, them.
Okay.
Okay. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, how much is corporate greed fueling inflation? The president's State of the Union, the focus on breaking up some of the big companies. I think he said he was a capitalist. I say it all the time. But there are problems with just letting companies get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger as to what you, the purchaser, the person who is fueling the growth of these companies, it's your dollars that keep them going. So if they charge too much, it would seem to me at some point in time somebody in a corporate boardroom somewhere and say, wait a minute, we better check this because who's going to be able to pay for our drugs, for example? I think that was one of the things that Biden, he talked about meat and that sort of thing. So I thought it would be interesting for a moment. This is sort of like inside baseball, but I wanted to bring it to your attention because we have our own sort of social media in the broadcasting business. There are several blogs that people follow, people who are consultants and management folks. So I, and as a fan over the years of Dave Ramsey, I kind of want to do this, but I want to do it gingerly. But I do think it speaks to the kind of corporate greed that we were talking about. I remember the first consultant I ever had doing the old Good Day program. This guy was around 30 years ago when I was getting started, and he remains a friend today. His name is Brian Jennings. He had two customers when he started. He was program director of stations from in the Northwest, and then he became a talk radio consultant. And he had two clients. What happened? Oh, the cat.
Oh, yeah. Just
was
keep
that
going.
JoJo the terrorist?
Yeah. She's very into hanging out here, yeah.
Jen has a kitten that's a terrorist, in case anyone's new.
Okay, it's all right.
She thankfully didn't take me off the air because I caught her.
She did last week.
Because last year she took down my whole setup, but this year I was on to her when she started swatting her feet around.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead. Back to you.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch. So anyway, Jennings had two clients, me and Dave Ramsey. And Ramsey was just getting started at the time. I'd been on the air, I think, 3 or 4 years. Doing this program, and he was doing a local show, I think, Jay down in Nashville, as a matter of fact. That's where he's from originally. So anyway, Jennings says to me that Ramsey had fired him. And he said, well, I understand, but we didn't agree on a lot of stuff, and he'll never amount to anything. So I kind of chuckle, and every once in a while I think of that when I see Brian posting things. At any rate, the posts this week focus on Dave Ramsey, who, as most who listen to him know, touts and endorses and advertises a lot of things that are basically in his business interest. When he came back, and when Brian went to work for him, he had been bankrupt, and he tells that story on the air a lot. As I say, over the years, Dave has been nothing but nice to me, very warm and friendly. I like the guy. But there are people now who are questioning whether or not he's really doing things in the interest of his listeners, or if he is doing things in his own interest, because he has made a lot of money. God love the guy. He has created something out of nothing.
For people who don't, I don't know anything about him. I know the name, and that's it. I've never
Ramsey
heard of him.
Does a financial advice radio program
okay.
on about 530 stations around the country, and from that, he's created a financial empire.
Oh,
he has about 300.
He does like seminars and
yeah.
He's
a lot
big
of
on use cash only. Don't have credit
right,
cards.
Credit
or
card.
Don't use debit cards.
Right. Yeah. All that sort of thing.
Okay.
And he has a.
So I'm not his audience because I never have a dollar on me.
No, you're not the audience. You are certainly, definitely not the audience.
That sounds very old school, grandma, like put the cash under the mattress. But okay.
Well, but it has worked for a lot of people.
A lot of, you know, his main audience are young people who are trying to start to amass wealth so that they can buy a house.
Right.
I had a friend who was a total student of Dave Ramsey who took
he's written
ton
a lot
advice.
Of good books.
Yeah,
he's
and his daughter, I think, is involved, too.
Yeah, his daughter, and I think his son's in it as
so
well.
So what's the
anyway.
Accusation to
so the point
to
is,
here?
There's a company called Timeshare Exit that he is an owner of, and he promotes them or has promoted them. And apparently in the last couple of weeks, they have either declared bankruptcy or they charge people an upfront fee of about $9,000. And they offer you for that 100% money back guarantee on a timeshare. There have been two or three of these companies around, and none of them have really been able to survive because I don't know that there's that much
business.
Well,
hello, it's called Airbnb. Timeshares are a thing of the past.
But isn't exit timeshare getting people out?
People getting out.
Timeshares?
Yeah, no, that's the point,
okay.
Victoria.
Right.
They get out.
Okay.
Timeshare exit gets people out of these things.
Got it.
But anyway, there are a lot of unhappy customers because of the fact that they've just exited. They've taken money and they have stopped doing what they were supposed to be doing. And a lot of listeners are, I don't know how he's handling it on the air. But, you know, unfortunately, there are a lot of things that happen like this. Trump did it all the time. You know, he'd start a company and then he'd bankrupt it. And and they walk away from it. I think that this is something to go back to Biden's speech. That's the real reason I brought this up, because I think there needs to be a little more protection. I'm not one who's big government. You know that. I don't like the government. But if you're going to protect people, really, if you're really going to be in the interest of the people who pay the way, pay the salaries of people in Congress, even though, you know, we pay their salaries, but the real money is from the interests of special people and companies, corporations that give unbridled amounts to the campaign coffers. But at any rate, these are the kinds of things that ought not to be just let go. It's time to do something.
Oh, so you're saying there should be more consumer protection for against companies like that.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah, I think that's,
I agree with that.
I mean, I don't know what the real solution is. I think it's too bad. And if this may be not the whole story, maybe he's told the story on the air, but there ought to be some resolution to stuff like that when people just, you know, walk away from their responsibilities. I think that's a difficult place to be in. Okay, so now let's talk about Jeopardy. I have become enthralled with, what's her name, Malik? What's her last name?
Mayim Bialik.
Mayim Bialik. I think she has a beautiful face. And she's very
You're
bright.
You're in the minority on that, I would say.
Really? Oh, I just think she has a...
I love her. I think she's brilliant.
Attractive.
She's actually a neuroscientist.
She's got a great personality.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know she is.
Yeah.
But she's doing a television campaign for something. And I get enthralled looking at her, but I don't even know what the thing is that she's selling.
Isn't it like a supplement for brain health or something?
Yeah, I guess that's what it is. Yeah, right.
Maybe you should take it. You'll remember what she's selling.
No, I take Prevagen. That's enough for me, probably. Well, maybe I should take it. It's probably the same thing as Prevagen. They're advertisers of ours. Anyway, I was thinking about her when I looked at this story about the Jeopardy champion who had. I saw the picture of her, and I didn't see what she was on before. Anybody see her? Her name is Christine Wechel, I believe. She was a Jeopardy champ. She had breast cancer. She's a survivor. She had been on, I guess, the show with a wig, and then she has her natural hair on now. She's a great, I think, poster child, if you will, for people who recover from things. You know, I can remember when my wife had breast cancer and she lost all of her hair, and she was having a tough time in the culture. She was working for a law firm. Listen to this. She was working for a company, a law firm called Schott Hall & Stewart in Boston. She was in charge of the adoption department. Basically, she was responsible for Americans adopting Chinese children. And that was her. But when she had the cancer, she lost all of her hair. And so she put one of those bandanas. What do they call them when they put the thing over your head?
Like a headscarf?
Scarf. Yeah, kind of like that. So she got fired. Because the person running the law firm said that she scared people.
Oh, my God. Well, that would never happen today.
No, it wouldn't have. And so, but she sued the law firm and got, she never really told me. But it was like hundreds of thousands of dollars, $200,000 to $300,000 because of that. Now, it shouldn't have even happened then, but I guess that I'm bringing it up because of the way the woman, we're normalizing, as we ought to, the look of people who are different or suffering. Tony had her arm amputated, and people used to look. She had all of her dresses and all of her shirts and everything altered so that it didn't look like she didn't have an arm. She had, it was just gone. But, you know, that kind of stuff. She was the subject of much, you know, the last year of her life, I pretty much took care of her, and we were everywhere together. And I remember some of the things, some of the looks on people when she would walk in. You know, look at what's wrong with this woman. And maybe that's why it makes more of a difference to me than it might to people who have been through it.
I think it makes a difference to a lot of women. And especially because, you know, for breast cancer especially, this contestant, Christine, is a breast cancer survivor. She actually took the test to get onto Jeopardy a few weeks after learning about her diagnosis with breast cancer. So she channeled all of her energy into getting onto Jeopardy, and now she's the second week champ, and so she's doing great. Yeah. But yeah. I think it's important to normalize that, for sure.
And I think we also spend a lot of time on social media ragging on it. But one thing that I think social media has been good at is helping raise awareness about that. My one of my dad's best friends has a son who is 24, I think, confined to a wheelchair, smart, amazing, just graduated from UCLA, funny. But he has no movement. His body is literally frozen from his neck down, basically. Ooh. And it's like a form of spina bifida. He was born that way. But what he started doing, he's got like 100,000 followers on TikTok. God love him. And he's, you know, he makes kind of, I don't want to say light of it, but he brings a humorous approach to like how people treat other people in wheelchairs, or as you mentioned, when they're in recovery from certain things. And I think that normalizes it a little bit and gets people more comfortable with it, because I think what you're seeing is not people trying to be mean, but people have empathy or they
know
feel
how to
sorry.
React.
Right. Yeah. And they don't know how to show
so
that.
So why don't they know how to react? What is there about our...
Well, I think unless you have someone maybe that, you know, like Jen has this guy in her life, you know, that I think the more you're exposed to it, and if you have someone that has gone through cancer or gone through something, you know, like disfiguring or whatever, then, you know, then those people tend to be empathetic. But for other people who haven't been exposed to it, I think Jen's totally right. It's not that people inherently want to be mean. They just don't know how to handle it, and it's awkward.
Yeah. Well... anyway, I just think that it's for somebody who's been through it, experienced it, it just is something that
she's gotten high praise for, you know, for taking the wig off and saying, look, this is what, you know, this is the face of recovery. But I also think that because you mentioned Mayim Bialik, as she does the part-time hosting on Jeopardy. We've been watching Jeopardy a lot more recently, not for any real reason, just because, you know, it's on and we've both been, you know, we just really love it. But Ken Jennings is amazing. Yeah. I really hope that they make him the permanent host. He reminds me so much of Alex Trebek in just in his kindness and his approach. He was so empathetic and sweet with Christine.
And he had no TV background at all before.
No,
he was
a contestant. Right.
Yeah.
I just think he's a really special person.
Good.
I think he's
really
lovely.
Yeah, that's great. That's another, you know, you don't have to necessarily be a pro to win in that game. Mm-mm. That's a good lesson there. 47 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Hey, Chief, we got a damaged RV on its way to the OR.
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of RV surgery.
Wait, are you promoting me?
Congrats, Martinez.
That RV's flatlining!
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of nursing.
So you're just promoting everyone now?
Yeah, kind of looks that way, doesn't it?
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
After the hour, Doug Steffen with my bi-weekly visit from Mary O'Malley, who is the psychic scout, soul scout. She is in a new documentary, a series on Halloween. How did this come into play? Why you? And you could say that to yourself. Why me?
Why me?
Yes. What is there about this that connects you to this, to the events and how do you do a documentary on Halloween? Halloween is, unless it's spooky and all about witches and
stuff. Well, it's all about everything associated with Halloween and the supernatural. I met these ladies a few years ago, and they had me on their podcast, which is called Bat Chat.
Bat Chat.
Produced a movie about a Halloween party, written and produced a movie about a Halloween party. So I think they started the podcast to advertise that, basically. But it was a lot of fun. And so now in their so-called retirement, they're doing documentaries. And since they absolutely love everything about Halloween, they decided to start with that. So I think there's going to be 6 or 8 shows. And so I am the mediumship show.
But at Halloween time, certainly people would refer sometimes to people from the next life or the past life as being ghosts, and ghosts and goblins play heavily when it comes to Halloween. But I think it's becomes too simplistic to look at it that way. It's not, I don't even know, maybe.
No, there's a lot more to it. I think their first one was on modern day witches, what that actually means in today's terms. And they submitted it to a film festival, Idlewild, and got a handful of nominations. And
did they?
You know, they're doing a really nice job of it. They asked really good questions and filmed me doing a reading for somebody. it was quite a thing. I mean, you know, lights, camera, action, the whole thing, and the studio setup, and the, you know, can you move the light 1/4 inch this way? I mean, it was very, very technical. It was very cool.
Welcome to the world of La La Land. That's what, you're in the land of La La.
Land of La La. So, they're going to be covering a lot of different topics.
So are you in all of the episodes?
I'm in the one for sure, but they filmed me for a long time, hours, and just kind of kept rolling. And she said there's parts of what I was talking about that will actually also fit into other parts of the docuseries. So I could show up a few times in there. It's going to be a lot of fun. I know along with me, I think in the same one I'm in, there's a pair of ghost hunters, you know, that actually go through houses and look for ghosts and stuff like that. And so, and it's about costuming and, you know, all, anything that pertains to, you know, that time of year, basically.
Witches, should they be called witches? What else could we use?
Yeah, they call themselves, they call themselves witches.
They do.
Kitchen witches. And yeah, there's all different kinds. You know, somebody who works with herbs and things like that would probably call themselves a kitchen witch, you know.
Mm-hmm. All right, so where can we go to see? You did the interview with this hypnotist, Michael Alvarez, on Facebook. Uh-huh. It's a recurring, I would imagine, if people go to Facebook, they can, is it your site on Facebook? Where do people go to see what you've done, at least so far, or the interview?
I'm not sure yet. I will, I'm starting a Patreon, if anybody's interested. If you're a member of my Patreon, it's not up yet, will be by
the
end
of the month. What does that mean, Patreon? I don't even know what that means.
It's a forum for artists, and people can support the artists that way. They pay a monthly fee.
Patreon.
And then they get all kinds of goodies from it. So on my Patreon, the one I did, I should get that one within 1 to 2 months. Mm-hmm. And so for the first time, you know, you'd see it first if you're on there. Uh-huh. Otherwise, it's going to be released around August, September, you know, just before the whole series will be released in August, September. And I don't know what service yet, you know.
Well, we'll talk about that then so that when it's closer to it actually being released, we can go to that. Or maybe people go to BATCHAT Productions and see the podcast or hear it there. Mary O'Malley, our psychic scout, our soul scout. You can find her at psychicscout.com, or you can call for an appointment to do what all these other people have done, 800-341-9609. She really, really, really is helpful and will fix your head, you know, or adjust it a little bit, hopefully, so that you'll look on the bright side of things, which is what we all need to do. Mary O'Malley here on the DJV Show.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.